When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Every Monday, thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you, it seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday, oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long, it never gets by. And Friday makes me feel just like I'm gonna die. But after payday is my fun day. I shine all day Sunday. That one day when I'm with you. Thursday, gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday is my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. That one day, it's a fun day. Sunday is my day with you.
Good evening. This is Count Larry Maslan for Broadway to Main Street. Get it? Broadway to Main Street. And as your listeners know, this is our fourth, count them four, Halloween annual show with scary, tricky, woo, weird kinds of music. And I'm a little confused, listeners, because today's show is supposed to be Frankenstein, and I don't see no monsters or no bodies or nothing. I just hear a lovely Frank Sinatra song with a beautiful Julie Stein tune, so it makes no sense. Oh, wait, the castle door is knocking. I'll open it up. Oh, it's my good friend, the jazz scholar and columnist and critic, Will Friedwald. That's hard to say when you got fangs. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, Will, to Broadway. Get it? Did you get that joke? To Main Street.
To Main Street.
That's very good. Oh, yeah. You're good with the puns there. All right, so I'm confused, Will. We were supposed to do Frankenstein, and we have Frank Sinatra and Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein. Makes sense out of that for me.
Funny, all those vampire musicals in the aughts, was there ever a Frankenstein musical? Other than Young Frankenstein.
There was Young Frankenstein. There was a Broadway play of Frankenstein. Ran one performance.
Right.
It was, shall we say, dead on arrival. Get it? All right. So
Count Larry, you are a funster.
Yes, they tell me that. They tell me. All right. So I'm going to sing Peg of My Heart. Get it? No. but we're going to tell me, what are we doing here with Frank Sinatra and
Well,
Stones?
I got to give a shout out to a fine singer that I haven't seen in a few years. Saw him, a friend of mine from the 90s, Stan Edwards. And this was a time when Sammy Kahn, the great lyric writer, at the end of his life, having just been behind the scenes, in his last few years, Sammy decided he was going to be a performer. He really wanted to. He was a ham, and he really wanted to get out in front of audiences and sing and tell stories. And Sammy was very prominent, and he did a lot of interviews, did a lot of talk shows, a lot of theatrical appearances, and Sammy was really out there. And my friend Stan Edwards made the point. He said, everybody talks about, you know, Sammy Kahn is getting all that he's due, and but we people forget that Julie Stein wrote most of those great songs for Sinatra too. So I propose a show that will be a tribute to the music of Frankenstein.
Ah, so that's what we are doing today.
That's that makes what sense we're doing. To me. Frank right. and Stein.
So let us go all the way back to what, to the 1940s with the V disc, which stands for Vampire Disc. No, it doesn't. And I think we have the first Frank and Stein collaboration here that was ever released on V-Disc, which is what we got there. Come out, wherever you are.
Which is Step Lively.
Ah.
Come out, wherever you are. I know you're not very far. How I wish you'd hurry. 'Cause I'm inclined to worry. These arms of mine are open, open you'll appear. Where are you, dear? Come out wherever you are. Come out from under that star. Yes, and incidentally, mentally, I'm not up to par. So come out, wherever you are. Come on out, wherever you are. Take off from your Shangri-La. Yes, and incidentally, mentally, I'm not up to par. So come out, wherever you are.
So, we're listening to Frankenstein. The Stein is Julie Stein. Now, Julie Stein, one of the great American Broadway composers, had his initial career in Hollywood, right? So how did they meet up? Do you know?
I think through Sammy Kahn. Sammy met, Sammy was writing a lot of songs for big bands, and his first partner was Saul Chaplin, and he heard Sinatra with Tommy Dorsey, and they became quick friends. He was one of the early people to say, to come up to Sinatra and say, wow, you're going to be the biggest thing that ever was. And so Sammy and Sinatra were friends for many years. They had a few rough patches, but were basically very close for a period of over 50 years. And when Sammy was writing for with Julie Stein, that's when Sinatra began to do songs by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein.
And some early movies, which are pretty forgettable as movies.
Well, Step Lively is kind of interesting. It's got some great songs, and it's Room Service. It's a musical version of Room Service with Sinatra as kind of a straight man. And George Murphy in the Groucho Marx part. I guess they had the same initials.
So they didn't have to change the cufflinks. Well, the most important thing after Rodgers and Hammerstein and World War II was to have your own big Broadway show. And Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein wrote High Button Shoes, which is about some torture equipment. No? What is it? And Sinatra covered two wonderful songs from that score, a beautiful sort of turn of the century farce, romance, and Phil Silvers, you name it. There are two songs from High Button Shoes. Singing Frank Sinatra music, Julie Stein.
Mm-hmm.
can't you just see yourself in a gingham gown? Little pink ribbons tied in your hair. Sitting there by my side when we ride to town, folks will turn around, oh, how they'll stare. Can't you just see yourself on the porch with me, watching a show the stars give for free? One little word can do it, so say the word, and we'll have dozens of chicks, a house in the sticks, where people are glad to be known as Hicks. Can't you just see yourself in love with me? Just see yourself on the porch with me, watching a show the stars give for free. One little word can do it, so say the word, and we'll have dozens of chicks, a house in the sticks, where people are glad to be known as Hicks. Can't you just see yourself in love with me?
You're my girl,
chosen you. To be mine, my whole life through. And if this heart of mine had a voice, you'd hear it second my choice. You're what I've waited for, and you're my girl.
What a lovely song from High Button Shoes. This is Count Larry Maslin, and my guest today is Will Friedwald, and we are talking about Frank Sinatra and Julie Stein, Frankenstein. And we got two songs coming up that were major, major pop hits that came pretty much out of Hollywood during this period too, yeah?
Well, I wanted to say I love those two songs from High Button Shoes. And it's when, as listeners to the show, that's often called Broadway to Main Street. No, 40s Broadway was a lot of Americana in this tradition of Rodgers and Hammerstein. And what I happen to love about, particularly Can't You Just See Yourself, is that it's a song you cannot imagine Sinatra ever doing even 5 years later. You really need that super pure, youthful, innocent, almost virginal Sinatra of the 40s to sing a number like that. And he does it perfectly, I think.
So would you say that Julie Stein was sort of his house composer throughout the 40s?
Certainly in this period, certainly throughout the early period. And then there was, as we'll see later on, toward the end of his career, he started doing a lot of Julie Stein songs again. So they nicely bookend each other's careers, as we shall see.
So what can you tell us about the two pop hits that we got, 5 Minutes More and Three Coins in the Fountain?
Well, Sammy, you love to talk about 5 Minutes More because it was a song where the lyric was basically just the same phrase over and over. He said it was the easiest lyric to write, and it was a million, trillion, billion, huge, huge pop hit in the early post-war era. It was so popular in sheet music that Sammy said that when people would just walk into a music shop, the clerk would hand them a copy of 5 Minutes More because there were so many people coming in to buy that song.
That's great. All right, let's listen to two great pop hits, Frank Sinatra, Julie Stein.
Dear, this evening seemed to go so awfully fast. We had so much fun, and now you're home at last. I looked forward to a kiss or two at the garden gate. But you gave me just one peck and insisted it was late. Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. Here am I begging for only 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more of your charm. All week long I dreamed about our Saturday date. Don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late? Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. Saturday date. Don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late? Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. Ah,
Three coins in the fountain, each one seeking happiness, thrown by three hopeful lovers, which one will the fountain bless? Three hearts in the fountain, each heart longing for its home. There they lie in the fountain, somewhere in the heart of Rome. Which one will the fountain bless? Which one will the fountain bless? Three coins in the fountain, through the ripples how they shine. Just one wish will be granted, one heart will wear a valentine. Make it mine, make it mine, make it mine. In the fountain, through the ripples how they shine, and just one wish will be granted, one heart will wear a valentine. Make it mine, make it mine, make it mine.
So now we're going to turn to Julie Stein's second big Broadway hit, Gentlemen Prefer Brains. It's about a doctor who... No, I read that wrong. It's Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. And he has a new lyricist here. It's not Sammy Kahn anymore. It's a great, underrated lyricist named Leo Robin. Robin? Robin? You say potato? How do you say it?
I always said Robin.
Robin? Okay. Sounds good. Tell us about the Gentlemen Prefer the Blondes.
Well, this was Frank was still very close to Julie at this point, and he did some of the very first recordings. This is well before the show was still in rehearsal. And famously, and somebody might correct me on this, one of the very first times that Sinatra appeared in public with Ava Gardner, he was still married to his first wife, but he and Ava Gardner publicly attended the opening night of Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Ooh. And he'd already recorded these songs.
That was scary. There was blood on the floor after that, I tell you that much. Boy. All right, two wonderful songs. So they're pre-release covers that the Capitol...
Well, we don't use that word. And it's also a rare example of Sinatra doing a waltz. You could probably fit it into this show. He did so few waltzes over the course of his long, long recording career. This is one of the rare ones.
Okay, Frank and Stein and the Robin.
Kiss apart, and yet we dance on and on. We're just a kiss apart, and soon.
Your eyes have started to shine. Oh, but I know too well. Daybreak may break the spell. So while we're just a kiss apart, kiss me and tell me you're mine. We're just a kiss apart, and soon our chance will be gone. Beside my heart, your eyes have started to shine. Oh, but I know too well. Daybreak may break the spell. So I'll just a kiss apart, kiss me and tell me, yes, kiss me and tell me you're
bye-bye, baby. Remember, you're my baby. When they give you the eye, although I know that you care, won't you write and declare that though on the loose, you are still on the square. I'll be gloomy, but send that rainbow to me. Then my shadows will fly. Though you'll be gone for a while, I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by.
Bye-bye, baby, so long.
Bye-bye, baby.
Just you remember that you're my baby when
they give you the eye.
And although we know that you care, you'd better write and
that though on the loose, you are still on the square.
So long.
I'll be gloomy, but send that rainbow to me.
Then the shadows will fly.
Though you'll be gone for a while,
before very long,
I know that I'll be smiling
with my baby by and by.
With my baby by.
All right.
right. A little Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. This is Count Larry Maslin. A Halloween show is Frankenstein. Now we're going to... And I have to say, it's my least favorite. I love Halloween. Don't like Christmas so much. Hanukkah, one way or the other. Shavuos, you take it or leave it. But we have a great Christmas song. Do you want to talk about Sinatra and Stein and Christmas and that tradition we have here, Bill?
Well, I will tell you, Count Larry, great tradition that you... People could do many, many hours on great Christmas songs by Jewish composers. Mel Torme had written the Christmas song, and I think Sammy and Julie wanted to keep up by writing the Christmas waltz. And this is in the very, very early days of commercial, so-called popular Christmas songs. Before White Christmas, all the big Christmas songs were traditional. There were no like real pop Christmas songs. So it was this kind of avalanche, this very snowy avalanche, something that you know a vampire can relate to.
The villagers, it stops them from coming to the castle.
Exactly. It's a useful thing sometimes. In this kind of rush to do Christmas songs in the late 40s, they came up with the Christmas waltz. And the story that Sammy always told was identical to the story that Mel Torme told about writing the Christmas song, which was that they were both in Los Angeles in the middle of a heat wave in 1945 or thereabouts, and they came up with a Christmas song to keep warm, to keep cool, rather.
That's the same story as Mel tells, Berlin. And
well,
like Christmas.
It's a story that songwriters like to tell. And I have a feeling, if it's true at all, the first person I heard it from was Mel Torme and the Christmas song. So I tend to think that's the actual story. And the others kind of liked it and adapted it for their own purposes.
Okay, I'll tell you a little secret. This is my favorite Christmas song. It's so lovely. All right, let's hear Frank sing it.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. May your every New Year dream come true.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way. He's filled his sleigh with things. Things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing. Song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours
Christmas.
That
that just puts a stake in my heart when you hear him say that. It's so moving. It's very sweet.
Well, you could tell that, you know, for all the different aspects of Sinatra, he really was a family man, and he really did have some traditional values. And he was a great father, according to his kids.
And he disseminated that for millions. All right, this is Count Larry Maslin. I'm with Will Friedwald for our Halloween show on Broadway to Main Street. The next song is a little bit of a tricky one because it's not written by Julie Stein, but a show he produced called Mr. Wonderful with the one and only Sammy Davis Jr. So this is a connection that is connects a lot of fun things that we have, Sammy and Julie and Frank.
And it's a nod to that a whole other side of Julie Stein, that he was a major figure as a producer in addition to being a composer of scores.
So let's hear Too Close for Comfort.
Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your car when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. She's so close for comfort. Too close for comfort. Please, not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. Not again. Too close to know just when to say when. So be firm and be fair. Be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much close for comfort now. Too close, much too close. She's much too close for comfort now.
That's a song I often sing to a clove of garlic. You're getting too close for my comfort. All right, so the next song, this is into the 50s now, where Julie is teaming up with Comden and Green. This is from that great musical about Quasimodo and the Hunchback of Notre Dame, right? Isn't that one of my...
Bells are ringing.
Bells are ringing.
I always thought to be a great name for a Hunchback musical.
It's not about that?
No, it's about telephone operators.
Much less interesting.
I know, much less interesting. But there was a Hunchback musical many years later.
Many, many ones.
The big song was "I've Got a Hunch We're in Love."
Oh, that's very good. All right, so
that's from "When Pigs Fly."
So we were talking earlier. I was a little surprised he didn't sing more from this score, which seems absolutely in his comfort zone. Yeah,
it's interesting. There's not a lot as close as they were in the 40s, and then again in the 80s, Sinatra did not do a lot of the major Julie Stein songs from the 50s and 60s, and it's kind of a shame.
Well, we'll cherish the ones we've got.
That's right.
Just in time.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go.
Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I've found my way. For love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lovely day. Came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life, that lovely, lonely life, that lovely, lonely life, that lovely day.
Now, we were talking, Will, about a period in Stein and Sinatra's life where they weren't speaking much to each other. Sinatra, I guess, a very easily offended person, could bear grudges, we don't know exactly.
You think?
So, unfortunately, he never touched Do-Re-Mi or Gypsy, really, until about a decade after.
A funny girl, until about a decade after.
So, do you want to talk a little about Duke Ellington, Frank Sinatra?
Oh, I happen to love that album. It's really interesting. Billy May did the arrangements, but it sounds exactly like the best that Ellington was doing at that period. And it's kind of an underrated album. People were expecting an Ellington songbook, but Sinatra was always one to give people not exactly what they expect. I think mainly because Ella Fitzgerald had done such a complete and overwhelming Ellington songbook album. And so did Rosemary Clooney in a very different way. And Sinatra just didn't want to repeat, you know, what somebody else had done. So he picked rather a bunch of interesting songs, including lots of Broadway tunes, like From Camelot and On a Clear Day. And there's a lot of contemporary and relevant show tunes on that album. I happen to love it a lot. And as Jonathan Schwartz would be the first to point out, this is, I believe, the first time Sinatra did a song by Stephen Sondheim. And there only are a couple of others, Sendin' the Clowns and A Good Thing Going. There's not a hell of a lot in that cross section. I happen to love this particular performance, and I cannot imagine that Julie Stein and Mr. Sondheim, who I saw on Monday night, he came out to hear Alan Bergman at Birdland. I have never seen Mr. Sondheim in a jazz club before, but there he was listening to Alan Bergman. And All I Need Is the Girl, I think this is classic Frank and classic Duke and classic Count Larry Maslin.
And let's hear it.
And if she'll say
my darling, I'm yours. I'll throw away my striped tie and my best pressed tweed. All I really need is the girl.
So Sinatra doesn't really pick up with Julie Stein again until, what, the late 70s? With
until the 80s, really.
These are songs that aren't even in Broadway shows. They're spec songs.
It's, right. It's just fascinating. I mean, Julie Stein's career was kind of his composing career got kind of a nice shot when he started working with Susan Birkenhead. And all of a sudden, he was still writing great stuff. And I think that they really were kindred spirits. One of the last shows that Julie worked on, maybe the last one, was The Red Shoes. Mm-hmm. And to me, the significance of that for both Stein and Sinatra was that, in a sense, they were, in a metaphoric sense, they were wearing the red shoes. They just could not stop. Sinatra refused to get off the road, and Julie Stein kept writing songs until almost the day he died.
But he was
like the red shoes was a very important theme, I think, in their lives. You know?
Stein was famous for he wouldn't agonize. If you didn't like a song, he would just sit back at the piano and write another one. All
right,
so late era Frank and Stein song.
Drowsy morning sunlight, gentle kisses for my love. It's Sunday, it's Sunday. She needn't wait.
awaken, I'll fix the eggs and bacon her way. While she just dozes, lately I've taken to bringing her a flower on her train. She's fond of roses. We'll talk away the morning, read the papers, misbehave, enjoying each other. The world is ours to play. We'll take a walk or stay. Long and lazy hours to have and hide away in. For one day, thank goodness, it's Sunday. It's Sunday. Lately I've taken to bringing her a flower on her train. She's fond of roses. We'll talk away the morning, read the papers, misbehave, enjoying each other. The world is ours to play in. We'll take a walk or stay in. Long and lazy hours to have and hide away in. For one day, thank goodness, it's Sunday.
Beautiful song by Julie Stein. We started the hour with Sunday, I think, the first song he ever wrote when he was practically a teenager, and we finished with a late-in-life song about Sunday.
Wonderful book ending. My hat is off to you, Count Larry Maslin.
No, we usually say my head is off to you here right. On our Halloween Blood Bait to Main Street show. So, Will, thank you so much for coming and suggesting our idea. So, folks, if you didn't like Frankenstein, write to Will Friedwald. But how would you characterize briefly their combination, Stein and Sinatra?
Well, it's kind of the all-time apogee of this sort of fleeting concept of professional songwriters and professional singers. The idea that, you know, it's been absent in pop music for the last 40 years of, you know, that those should be two separate jobs, and then that gets, you know, it brings the music to a much higher level. I think, of course, they're great singer-songwriters, but, you know, you look at these great relationships between an amazing singer like Sinatra and an outstanding composer like Julie Stein, and the level of music is just, you know, overwhelming.
And extended until late in the 20th century, we'll hear a finale, a song written for Hell's a Poppin' with Jerry Lewis, which never made it to Broadway. That would be scary, being out of town. Ooh, scary, folks. Here is One to a Customer, and Mr. Sinatra will introduce it himself. Happy Halloween, Bill.
Happy Halloween, Count.
Got another new song that I know I'm going to louse up, but I think it'd be fun to try it out on you. We've never done it before, but this time we're going to try it. This was written by Julie Stein, Carolyn Lee, and arranged by Billy May when he was sober. Oh,
only one. One crack at paradise, next to none. Here am I riding high on a miracle, come full blown. Holding tight to a night that I've never known. Cause there's only one kind of wonderful I still prize. You and the smile I see in your eyes. You'll never know the feeling until you've spent your life of mine. Only one to a customer, and this time the customer is mine. But when you've got that dream, one will do. Why despair at the bare possibility? Luck, your luck has flown. Stick around, stand your ground till the cards are shown. Because there's only one way, they won't come up. Is high. That's if you let that dealer pass you by. Somebody up there bottles a thrill, and like the rarest wine, there's one for a customer. I always say fine. Only one to a customer.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.